This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's DGV Health Time again, this hour devoted to the thoughts and the work of Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen. Dr. Ken is from Lake Cardiology down in Mondoro, Florida. He's an eminent cardiologist, student of the craft, if you will, interested in preventing you. It's not his business is great, and maybe he'd like it to be a little less great by you paying closer attention to the sum and substance of his knowledge, what he has here research-wise. There's always the COVID stuff that we start with, but there's more material around right now that is focused on his specialty, which is heart disease. And as time allows, Ken, let's try to get to some of that, plus some other things that are nuanced from the world of medical information and medical education. So let's get started with the COVID info that's applicable. Apparently, a lot of doctors vaccinated against COVID, pretty much everybody did, according to the AMA anyway. So what doctors are we talking about? Are we talking about conventional doctors that have degrees from medical institutions? What about DOs and doctors of chiropractic, et cetera? Are they in this poll?
All right, Doug, I want you to guess the results of this poll. Let me set it up. This poll was done 2 weeks ago by the AMA of practicing physicians. What fraction of practicing physicians who are AMA members are vaccinated already?
AMA members. Okay, so that's
this was taken
clue.
Among...
That's a clear.
I have to say that, I don't think that really changed it. It was more that these are practicing physicians.
DOs and DCs.
Yeah, DOs are welcome.
Are they in, do they belong to the AMA?
They can belong.
Oh. Excuse me, I didn't know that.
The key is practicing physicians.
I would say 94% of all physicians have been vaccinated.
You are so close. It was 96%.
96%.
2 weeks ago, already fully vaccinated.
So what does that tell us? Why is that practical information that's important for people to have? What does
that tell you? That tells us that the doctors are not getting their medical information from Dr. Google, Dr. Social Media. They're getting it because they went to medical school, they got training, they know how to read research, and they're coming to the conclusion that it's more risky to be unvaccinated than to be vaccinated, and they're getting the vaccine. Because, yes, 50% of Americans have gotten at least one shot, but a lot haven't. Another 50% haven't. But among physicians, 96%. So if you have any concern about getting vaccinated, just remember 96% of physicians are already vaccinated, and I'm one of them. And so there's some great news out there. Look at Israel. Israel is a country that is not 50% vaccinated like America, but nearly close to 95 plus. Almost everyone in Israel is vaccinated right now. And age 12 and above, that it's been approved for. And, you know, COVID is almost gone. It's rare to even have a single case of COVID.
Well, what about this new variant, though, that people are talking about that seems to counter the info on what's going on here? We have about 70% of the population in America, it seems, not in a lot of red states, but the blue states. And I don't make this political, but everybody does. But when you look around the rest of the world, like 19% of the population of the world has got a shot. So what does that do for the overall health and well-being or the acclimation that we need to have in order to move past this?
Well, to get rid of a human virus, we have to get rid of the human homes for the virus. So that to get rid of this, ultimately, we've got to get the world vaccinated so that the variants don't develop outside of America and then come back to haunt us. Fortunately, Doug, And we have to watch this every day. Fortunately, the mRNA vaccine is the ones where you get two doses. The mRNA vaccines, so far, they've been effective against the variants, even when some of the experts thought that they wouldn't. The fact is, they are. And this is so hopeful and great news, but we've got to get humans vaccinated to keep ahead of this so we can all get back to our lives.
All right, so I'm going to counter. This is the devil's advocate in Doug Steffen asking a question. Your recommendation, your medical advice, and the advice of most of your colleagues is to get the shots.
Except there's one maybe exception, and that is if you've already had the disease.
Yeah.
You have to decide that on a case-by-case basis, whether you should get at least one shot. And if you've already had the natural disease, you are going to have some immunity. And it is rare for people, not unheard of. There are breakthroughs, but it's rare if you've had the illness itself, because you do develop immunity. And as we watch, it seems to last longer. But it seems like if you get at least one of the two shots, you have even more widespread coverage against variants and even more sustained higher antibody levels. So I would recommend, I wasn't in the one-third at least of Americans who naturally have antibodies because they got COVID-19. I was not in that group, but if I was, I would still be getting, for me, one shot, and I would be talking to my doctor about what to do about it. Depends on how much of a risk you are for severe COVID. And also, long haulers occurs even in the minimalist of cases of COVID-19. So why not get another shot, at least one shot, if you've already had COVID-19?
Other COVID items and a connection with doctors and prescriptions and stuff as we move along. A lot of studies this week, as usual. Ken avails himself of the time at midnight. Most of the time that's when he gets done practicing his medical work and get all the charts and stuff done. So then he looks up all this information for us to talk about here on the air on DJV Health. Doug Steffen, continuing with Dr. Ken. There are millions of children in our country who rely on their schools for a healthy breakfast and a healthy lunch. In the wake of the pandemic, an unprecedented number of children don't have enough food to eat. So let's see if we can find out a little bit more on how that's working and what we can do to fix it, perhaps, from Andy Solomon.
The evidence is clear. Children need nutritious foods to reach their full potential. And the National School Lunch and Breakfast Programs are crucial to improving child nutrition security nationwide. Dr. Cheryl A.M. Anderson with the American Heart Association.
Prior to the pandemic, children who participated in these national programs ate more healthy foods and had an overall better quality diet.
With childhood obesity getting worse because of the pandemic, it is essential that the food being served in schools give children the proper nutrition they need to thrive. That's why the American Heart Association is working to defend science-based nutrition standards for school meals and make universal school meals permanent.
This year, Congress has an opportunity to protect and strengthen federal child nutrition programs when it considers child nutrition reauthorization. So let's urge Congress to provide equitable access to healthy meals in schools for all children nationwide.
To get involved, visit heart.org/healthymeals.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Land ho! hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Right there!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with Sign and Glide on-water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I gotta say, this land-ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Sign and Glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
Getting a new ride is fun. Shopping online for a new car, not so much. Stop doing the same car search over and over again on multiple sites and try autotempest.com. See all the cars with one easy search. Our powerful search engine scours all the top car shopping sites, giving you instant results so you can easily browse all the listings with one search. Whether a dream ride, a family hauler, or a work truck, let us help you find your next ride. Autotempest.com. All the cars, one search.
DJV Health on the air. Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronos. So we're talking about the numbers here. I thought it was pretty significant this week, the announcement from the mayor of Seattle, Jenny Durkin, that the city has become, Ken, the first major metro in the country to have a fully 70%+ of the population vaccinated. How does that stack up with the rest of the country? Isn't it like... It's 50-some-odd percent, isn't it, at this point, of people who have been vaccinated? The red states are really way behind.
It depends on the age, and I wouldn't generalize about the red states being way behind.
You know, this has become political. I'm just using that as a geographic thing. It seems the more red states...
I don't know about that, but if it is, it is. But what we know is nationwide... 50% of adults have had at least one shot. And in the over 65, it's really looking a lot better. 70 to 80% are with at least one shot. So the people who are really most at risk are getting the vaccine. And it's recently approved for 12 to 16-year-olds. And as people get back to school, I would urge talk to the pediatrician, mom and dad, about getting the kids vaccinated. There's a practical reason. When somebody gets exposed, the kids won't have to go in isolation, won't have to go away from school. They won't have to miss soccer practice because somebody in the group had COVID. If your kids are vaccinated and they're exposed to somebody with COVID-19, who cares? They're going to stay right in school. They're not going to have to stay home for 2 weeks.
That sounds funny the way you say it, but I guess that's true. You know, we got a bunch of COVID things, but with vaccines, we can spend another minute there. Johnson & Johnson says the FDA has approved the extended vaccine expiration date. Tell people how that affects them. What is the, you know, we see on bottles of medicines expires on a certain date. Has J&J's vaccine lasted longer than the Pfizer or Moderna? Why is
All drugs have an expiration date. Whenever you take a drug, you should always look at it over the counter, prescription, make sure you're not taking it after the expiration date. And this is just on a specific basis for this drug. The drug company, in doing their studies and going forward, has decided that it is effective longer than they expected. They're extending it. But I want to tell you, I have a bias in favor of the mRNA vaccines.
Yeah.
The ones that require 2 doses. So I would really urge you to look at
those. So ignore what Ken is saying is Pfizer and Moderna are his choice. They do involve 2 shots unless you've had a COVID experience, and pretty much stay away from J&J. I guess if you have no choice and this is all that's available outside this country, that may be the case in other countries, so you take what you can get. But I hear loud and clear what you're saying, and I think the audience does as well. So what's the old expression? A word to the wise is sufficient. More wise words from Dr. Ken from Lake Cardiology down in Mondura, Florida, as we continue here on this week's DJV Health Program.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Back to Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Doug Steffen here with Dr. Ken from Florida. What has happened now? I wonder. I haven't asked you. There was something
I
saw.
Let me just answer why I said that I prefer the two. And I'm not. And if only the single shot is available, I would definitely take it.
Yeah.
But if you have a choice, the two shot choice, the mRNAs are 95% effective versus about 60-70% effective for the single shot vaccine. That's why I feel that way. But if you have only the one shot choice, definitely take it.
I want to get to something that I just made reference to because I'm curious in the sort of post-pandemic era if the number of people coming into your office, into your clinic at Lake Cardiology in Florida is going back to its normal, quote-unquote, numbers. Are you still experiencing a demand for telemedicine? I noticed that there is a poll about telehealth. It is growing in use. Acceptance is great among many Americans, and one wonders whether that trend will continue, and will you continue to do it at your office? Because I think I've suggested to folks listening to this program over the last year and a half, if you want to have a great consultation, go to see you personally. But if you can't, call the office at 352-735-1400 and get an appointment for a telemedicine checkup, telehealth checkup, I guess. So what about its growing use, and will it continue, Ken, as the COVID emergency, call it what you will, subsides?
Well, several questions there, and let's first talk about telehealth. So one of the good unexpected outcomes that has been introduced into medicine due to COVID-19 is the acceptance, the love, introduction of telehealth. And I'd be shocked if telehealth goes away as COVID-19 is going to go away as we all get immunized. And if it is in a way already or very close in many places. Mm-hmm. So, but telehealth is not going away unless the insurers suddenly decide that they're not going to cover it. And that would really devastate so many people in medicine, both providers and patients. And so many people love it and see benefits and how it can be used in the post-COVID-19 era very effectively, because it was used so effectively during COVID-19. We needed it, and we can use it so well going forward, even when COVID-19 is not there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're going to continue to do it, and you expect
Absolutely.
That it will continue as the studies suggest.
Okay. I'd be shocked if it goes away.
Got it. All right, back to COVID and vaccines and boosters. This is something back and forth, and the reason that it attracted my attention for two reasons. One, because this study happens to focus on transplant patients, and I was interested in a story about a young 14-year-old who died this week awaiting a transplant. She had had 14 different operations, including a transplant, a heart transplant, when she was less than 2 years old. How that has to be extraordinarily difficult, because the heart isn't the right size. I mean, you can't put an adult heart into a child, can you?
Absolutely not. But the surgeons are amazing. They're doing heart work surgery in utero these days. I mean, it's amazing how talented and gifted and skilled some of the surgeons are, and they use computer technology to help them, and it's just amazing. But when we come back, I want to talk about why it's safe and desirable in people who are getting transplants to think about a booster and let everybody understand it, and then it'll be helpful.
All right. As more vaccine news as well, especially if you have children in the family, so stay tuned for that. The updates continue here on this week's and weekend's DJV Health Program, because it's heard different times all over the country. Stay tuned. More from Dr. Ken coming right up. You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience, because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you got a sore neck, a headache, a backache. You won't need a nap, because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room, because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code? The Giza sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers, get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
Sheila, we need to set up Johnson's quarterly review.
Janowski Investments keeps portfolios profitable, but a double client base calls for double the advisors.
Hello. Hi, Janet. I'm so sorry. Pulling up your portfolio right now. Give me a sec.
Indeed can help them hire the people they need.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and get your color your way. We've made it easier than ever to try and buy color. Preview paint colors in your home with our Color Snap app. Then visit swsamples.com to have color chips delivered to your door for free. Or order some peel and stick samples to try on your wall. When you're ready to paint, shop online or stop by your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store and get everything you need.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the Feds pushed the inflation panic button Thursday, readjusting their inflation predictions for March, Joe Biden's Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen failed to explain her position on the deductions for state and local taxes enacted by President Trump. In her testimony before the House Ways and Means Committee, Yellen said Biden does not have a clear position on repealing those tax deductions. The House voted 268 to 161 on Thursday to repeal the 2002 authorization for use of military force in Iraq. If passed by the Senate, the repeal of the AUMF would tie the hands and prevent future presidents from carrying out attacks in Iraq without approval from Congress. The Supreme Court unanimously ruled Thursday foster care agencies have a First Amendment right to turn away same-sex couples, and local governments cannot refuse to work with those agencies. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Google has opened its first brick-and-mortar store in the United States. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Google has opened its first retail store in New York City in an attempt to put its various hardware offerings in front of customers. The company announced the Chelsea, New York store last May, saying it's going to give customers the opportunity to get their hands on its Pixel phones. Also, Nest Home security products, Fitbit devices, and Pixelbook computers. They can also meet with employees for troubleshooting, repairs, and installations. In a briefing earlier this week, the company also said they hope to provide a space where customers can try all of its devices and showcase how they work together. The store features curated rooms to show off the Pixel phone's night sight camera and the Nest Hub's smart screen, as well as experiences to show off its services such as Imagination Space, where guests can whisper a phrase and hear the same phrase whispered back to them in 24 languages with text displaying on a screen using Google Translate. Google says customers will also be able to take part in how-to sessions and other workshops centered around the company's products.
Google was founded September 4, 1998 in Menlo Park. Menlo Park is between San Jose and San Francisco, California. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Moving back into the fold, the second half hour with Dr. Ken Kronhaus this week. Doug Steffen on DJV Health with Ken. We wanted to spend a little bit more time talking about the vaccine that can be applicable, the rule applicable, if you're a transplant patient, Ken.
Well, let's talk big picture. Realize what the vaccines do as opposed to the therapeutics for the disease. The vaccines are gold to increase your own immune system to fight the virus. That's the goal of the vaccine. So if you as an individual have an immune system that's a little lethargic and not functioning as well as it should, then you might need a little more boost than the rest of us who have a normal immune system. And there's a number of reasons why the immune system can be weak. It can be weak because doctors purposely want it to be a little bit of weak so it doesn't reject a new foreign body, a new organ. When people get a transplant, we get very strong medications to weaken the immune system so the immune system doesn't quickly reject the organ that's transplanted. So this subgroup of people who are on immunosuppressive medication so that their transplanted organ is not rejected, they may need another shot, a third shot, to get their immune system revved up to recognize the virus and to act if the virus comes into your body. Then there's also people who have illnesses, or these so-called autoimmune illnesses, what the rheumatologist often sees, the lupus, these sorts of drugs, the diseases, the autoimmune illnesses where the immune system is either underactive or overactive in a bad, abnormal way. The question is, these people might also need a little bit more attention with the vaccine. And if you understand how the vaccine works, it all makes logical sense.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let me just backtrack a little bit here because the recommendations you have for vaccines, I was noticing earlier this company in Europe called CureVac, they've come up with a COVID vaccine to sort of try to compete. It's an mRNA vaccine, but its only efficacy is 47%. So that means it's pretty unacceptable, right? You're going to go back, even though the reason I bring it up is because you say you like the RNAs, Pfizer and Moderna. So this was another outfit that was trying to come up with something, and they can't hack it, apparently.
Well, it's all compared to what? We have two vaccines that are both about 95% effective, the Pfizer, the Moderna. So why would I want to get a vaccine that's 45%?
You wouldn't. But if there's nothing else available, then, and that was back to the Johnson & Johnson thing.
Well, 60 to 70% is not too bad. And you have to realize that different viruses require different effectivenesses of the vaccines for the whole thing to work. Measles is a good example. You really need 90% plus in a vaccine for it to get rid of the virus. Whereas in polio, the famous polio vaccines were only about 60 to 70% effective. And 3 years later, there was no polio because we got to herd immunity. There were no homes for the virus and it was gone. So it depends a lot on the virus.
Now, what the Johnson & Johnson thing, if we can take a side trip again for a moment, we were talking about J&J and whether you want to have the single shot, et cetera, et cetera. Don't you think part of the problem with people's perceptions about getting the J&J vaccine has to do with things like the $2 billion verdict in favor of that group of women? And they developed ovarian cancer from using the talc products. And this has been all over the news. Women especially are talking about this, all these cancer sufferers from the various states. And so there's a bias, whether appropriate or not.
Well,
in this circumstance,
as a scientist and a good scientist should be unbiased. The reason my feelings about Johnson & Johnson's vaccine has nothing to do with their talc and whether talc causes ovarian cancer. My feelings about the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is just what the science shows is how effective is it versus the other options that are out there. That's the only bits of information that go into my assessment of the vaccines. Safety and effectiveness of what's out there.
All right. So then just as an aside, do you advise against using talc from anybody? What do you know about talc and what it does?
I don't know. Do you know anyone who's using talc these days? I don't even see it in the supermarket anymore.
I have.
Do you have it like 10-year-old stock? Please throw it out. Your ovaries will be fine.
I think my ovaries will be good. I do a lot of stops when I'm around the country buying, or the Northeast, buying cattle and equipment and stuff for my farm. And there's a place, Vermont has a couple of country stores called the Vermont Country Store. And they have an all-natural organic talc that's sort of lemon-flavored and it has none of the stuff in it that we are concerned about, mostly asbestos and things that are really horrible for your body. This is an all-organic compound. It's nice little dusting, and I frankly use it on my private parts because I think it helps keep them dry and safe.
Well, your ovaries, you don't have to worry about it.
Why did I know you were going to go that way? Okay, let's go back. Let's get away from...
Unless there's some new information I'm not aware of.
All right. COVID vaccines for children, how are we doing in that department? They're safe and should I have my six-year-old grandson, my daughter and I and her husband talk about having a vaccine, or he's too young?
Well,
it's in public school.
Right now, it's not yet approved for that young a person. It's approved to 12 to 16, just got approved.
Yeah.
And there was some concern about whether this inflammation of the heart was an issue. And it turns out these are very, it's only about a dozen cases. It's very rare. And this does also occur in the natural population, and so-called expert review of it has determined that the risk of not getting the vaccine far outweighs the risk of getting the vaccine. And so the current recommendation is for the 12 to 16 that it was just recently approved, yes, get it. And again, as I pointed out earlier, the real good benefit for the young folks going back to school is when they get exposed to that one person who has COVID-19, they're not going to lose 2 weeks of school. They're not going to lose 2 weeks of soccer practice. They can stay there and say, who cares? And it doesn't matter. And they can live their life like the rest of us who've been vaccinated.
All right. If you want to lose weight, here's some information on calorie counting. Apparently that's more important than anything else, according to this study that you've brought to our attention.
In the world of weight loss, and you know, we talked a week ago about this groundbreaking new drug, semaglutide, 15 to 18% weight loss in 16 months of treatment. That's a lot of weight loss. And that's extremely exciting, groundbreaking, once a week injection. Hopefully it'll be approved by insurers and it'll be affordable. 15 to 18% loss of your body in 16 months. It's approved for people who are obese or overweight, 70% of Americans, and have at least one associated medical problem. The only issue I see going down the road will be the cost. But importantly, in the studies with semaglutide, which is going to really change the world of medical treatment for weight loss, now getting to levels only you could get with surgery in the past, you have to be also on a good diet. And the question is, do you go the healthy diet counting calories, or the latest fad, which does show some benefits scientifically, as you know, fad may not be the best description of it, but that is this occasional fasting diet. And you can get good effects, but the bottom line is calorie counting is more effective.
All right. But there are more drugs involved. Let me talk with you about that a little bit as we have time. As long as we're talking about healthy weight loss, let's spend a minute talking about Calitrin. Doesn't involve drugs, doesn't involve anything that's not natural. It's stimulant-free, doesn't have anything in it that is other than natural. It's made in America, certified by the FDA. It's aloe vera, which helps you sleep, among other things. These great digestive enzymes, which are so good for your gut, and collagen protein, which helps your body repair itself and rebuild itself. Because that's what happens. You lose a lot of weight, whether it's quickly or over a long period of time. Your body composition changes. So you need a little bit of help to stay healthy, and this is the right way to do it. Check out Calitrin at toploss.com, if you please. Toploss.com is the website where you see all the stories about these people that have had success. 86% of the people that go to toploss.com and order Calitrin and use it find success. I like it because it keeps the weight off. So losing the weight is an important thing, no question about that, as Ken and I were saying. But, you know, if you do a fasting or whatever it is, calorie counting, still at the end of the day, you want to keep, after you do all that work, you want to keep the weight off. Do that by using Calitrin. All natural, it's a perfect, that's the only reason I talk about it, because it is all natural, and I won't endorse anything on the air that isn't all natural. Check it out, toploss.com, the website. You can get 3 months free right now by using the discount code DJV, also free shipping. Check it all out and use it. You'll be very happy with the results. Calitrin, available at toploss.com.
So, how can I promote my new curbside pickup service?
It's possible. With Staples Connect.
I need custom floor decals that'll get noticed, not just walked on.
Also possible. Staples Connect can help your business grow with custom printed sales and marketing materials. Now, get $10 off signs, banners, or posters when you spend $50 or more. Explore what's new at your local Staples. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. N73, valid in-store and online. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
Are you experiencing financial hardship and finding yourself pressured of owing the IRS back taxes? The experienced professionals at Allied Tax Relief can relieve you from IRS collections. Most importantly, negotiate your tax debt. Here's Marie, a pleased client of Allied Tax Relief.
My hours were cut in half at work, and the IRS was threatening to collect $27,000 I owed them. I contacted Allied Tax Relief for help. They were able to put a stop to the IRS collections. Once they negotiated my debt, I walked away paying only $700 to the IRS.
Especially during these times of need, Allied Tax Relief is able to negotiate various Fresh Start programs to relieve you of your IRS tax debt. Call Allied Tax Relief now, 800-755-1028, for a free consultation. Use this pandemic situation to your advantage. Now is the best time to get IRS forgiveness. Call today, 800-755-1028. This call could save you thousands. That's 800-755-1028, 800-755-1028.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Back to Dr. Ken for a couple of more minutes. So I'm back to the drug thing a little bit here. You and I are best of friends, and I respect you. That goes without saying. I wouldn't have you on this program if it weren't that way. But you and I are very close in lots of ways. And so when I say something that sounds, some people would listen to me and they'd say, well, this is kind of critical. You sort of flipped a switch here with me just a moment ago, talking about the drugs that would be used to lose weight. And I was talking about the all-natural way. But in general, there's so many drugs, Ken, around now. It just seems like everything is built on drugs, 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 and more drugs. And I guess I'm not comfortable with it, because it seems that we're being inundated and we're becoming such a drug culture. We're so dependent. Everybody laughs at me when I tell them that I'm really not on any drugs at all, except, you know, the light dose of statin. I still wonder about that. There are some people who say that statins contribute to Alzheimer's. That's been in one of the journals I saw this week.
Well,
so I'm throwing a lot of things out.
There's some important information about stopping statins this week, and we'll get to that hopefully.
Well,
how dicey that is and how risky that is.
But there's also a study that says that taking statins could lead to Alzheimer's.
No,
so what do you believe?
What I believe is that the data on Alzheimer's and statins, there's results on both sides. And the problem is that so many people who are on statins are getting Alzheimer's in that age group, and it's really hard to tease that apart, and the various studies come on both sides, so the effect is probably neutral. What's very important is a study this week showing how dangerous it is to stop a statin, because if you're concerned about polypharmacy, we're all taking too many medicines, so get off medicines, let's stop it. You don't want to stop the statin unless you're having an adverse effect, because it leads to quicker heart attacks and strokes.
So there's the word. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on DJ Health.
For over 20 years,
Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Questions for Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on DGV Health. Doug Steffen, I want to remind you about all the great podcasts that we have that are wrapped around the information that Ken gives to us every week. The most recent podcast, by the way, begins with a warning to be aware of the possibility of COVID airborne germs being too close to people who are singing. That was part of our recent conversation. We also discussed reports that have been exaggerated by the news media. Duh, what else is new? Of COVID-vaccinated people dying. Ken puts the straight spin, if you will. It's kind of like Bill O'Reilly in the no-spin zone for medical info. This is the no-spin zone, and Ken means it, whereas with Bill O'Reilly, everything is spin. This is Ken's review of lots of different medical information from medical journals. That's what we discuss. Matter of fact, there's a review in this podcast of the early symptoms of a heart attack. So, the weight loss stuff, very important. There's a lot of game-changing information. Help yourself to it. It's free and available every week in our podcast, in the download, and on the program itself. Check it out at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. So, first question for Dr. Ken has to do with some conflicting information about statins. A lot of people listening to us right now, Ken, are on statins. You've suggested to many of your patients, and you've told me many times, you think you've helped save lots of lives by prescribing statins over the last, 12, 15 years? How long have statins been around?
the late 1980s.
Really? That long? Yes. But they're better now, aren't they? What was the first?
They're more potent now. They lower bad cholesterol much more, and they lower the inflammation in the circulation much better.
That's what cholesterol does. It causes, too much cholesterol causes inflammation in your circulatory system. Is that right?
Well, there are two separate factors that lead to plaquing. Too much bad cholesterol and too much inflammation in the circulation. They each have their own independent set of factors and causes. And those are the two factors you want to get down. Doug, polypharmacy, taking too many drugs. I'm as much against it as you are. And much too much in medicine, it's reflex. Oh, you have this symptom here, take this drug. We don't even look into why you're having it. Here, just take a drug to cover it up. That kind of, you know, shotgun type of medicine, you've heard me for decades say I'm against it. And I try to prescribe medicines that you take for the long term, not the short term, but for the long term, only that are life prolonging, that are going to improve the quality of your life on both accounts. And I'm as concerned about polypharmacy as you are. But this important study this week that looked at the odds of death or hospital care, they both rise when statins are stopped. So you just don't want to stop the statin when you're trying to thin down the medication, or you're looking at death, you're looking at hospitalization, more heart attacks, more strokes. And you need to look at each drug separately. If you're having an adverse reaction to the statin, obviously it has to be substituted. But you just don't want to stop it being, because so many people do say, oh, I'm on so many drugs, I just want to get rid of it, I can't stand it, I'm sick of taking these drugs. That's the way, the quickest way. Remember when former President Clinton suddenly had his bypass surgery?
Right.
After he was out of office?
Yeah.
That was precipitated by him getting fed up with taking drugs, and he stopped his statin, and then he ended up in the hospital with bypass surgery.
Huh. That's not handy. All right, let's get to another question. As long as we're into this business about cholesterol and that sort of thing, is obesity a health risk even if you have normal blood pressure, blood sugar, and cholesterol readings?
Exactly. Yes. And this is so important at Medical Journal Diabetologica this week, that if you do have a BMI above 30, but you're at the moment your blood pressure, blood sugar, and cholesterol are still in the normal range, obesity itself is a risk factor for bad illnesses, heart attacks, strokes, and many other things, cancer also.
Really? All right. So this is very important to know all of this stuff, but there is so much information. It's hard for all of us to keep up with it. That's why we have you give us the straight story from your perspective and your research. Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology here on DJB Health. I'm Doug Steffen.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.